All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode from the lair, which is pre-recorded, but live from the lair. I got you there. All right, we got a letter from a guy in the regiment who got the paperwork. He's getting divorced. He's married just over 6 years. He's got two kids. It's very similar to what happened to me. I think I was married 6.5 years when mine imploded as well. It just is what it is. You figure if he's married, you know, 6-7 years, those kids are probably, you know, 6 and 3. He didn't give me the ages. I'm just making assumptions here. But more than likely, he's going to be on the hook for child support for another 12 years. Okay. So that is, that's fucked up.
What a load of crap.
I understand when you get hit with that, it's an overwhelming emotional response. There's a lot of panicking. As a man, you might consider some aspects which are demeaning to you. Just try to stay in the mariage. I myself, you know, went through that mental gymnastics as well. But as I found out, you know, more information, I realized that it was just unrecoverable. I mean, basically, my ex-wife turned her vagina into a wood chipper and ran a whole forest of cock through there. There's no coming back from that. Now, I don't know this particular individual's circumstances. It wasn't in the email. It wasn't even that long. He just wanted me to do a video to help talk him through the whole thing. All right, now, first of all,
the regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
The first thing you do as soon as you get hit with those papers is you need to mentally do the gymnastics to turn your wife into your enemy.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
I know that sounds so bizarre, but if you've already been hit with the divorce paperwork, you have already received a tactical nuke behind the lines, and now you have to scramble to put up a decent resistance. Because the person that files first usually has the advantage. And on top of that, when women file first, the whole system is supporting them the entire way, and you have nothing. And here's the part that screws a lot of dudes up mentally. Is a lot of these women file for divorce by surprise. And then the man has to pay for her attorney and his attorney so he can get properly fleeced and lose his assets, his earnings for the next, you know, 15 years or more. And, you know, children, love, family, self-respect, and the list goes on and on. Okay?
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Okay, and another thing that happens right after you get the divorce paperwork is you start playing these scenes in your head of your soon-to-be ex-wife getting railed by the conga line of cocks that are going to come through the front door and out the back door, and sometimes come in the back door. Now, I'm not trying to be mean here. I'm just telling you what is going to be going through your brain pan, especially if you were in love with your wife. That is very hard to deal with. I mean, you get married, you basically fork over $30,000, invite all of your friends and family, stand, you know, get them in the house of God, and swear to take care of this person for the rest of your goddamn life. 5 to 10 years later, boom, you get stabbed right in the back by somebody you had sworn to protect with your very life for the rest of your days. That's a really tough pill to swallow, okay? It really is. And that breaks a lot of men. So I understand if you're, you know, having some breakdowns. Listen, it is what it is. I'm not going to call you a puss bag for it. You know, sometimes it just is what it is. If you have to break down, don't do it in front of people. All right, go out to your car. Tell your boss you're sick if it happens at work. You know, tell them what's going on. A lot of guys out there know the deal and will cut you some slack, you know, during the whole fucked up process known as the divorce or emasculation of the dude. Now, I have the 80-80 rule I've come up with because I've talked to so many people in regards to divorce and the insanity that takes place. And it's basically 80% of the divorces are filed by women, and 80% of the time the man is caught completely by surprise. That was true in my case as well. I did not see it coming, mainly because I was recovering from traumatic brain injury with a minor stroke. And it took years, you know, to, you know, be able to focus my mind at one specific point for an extended period of time. It's hard to explain the whole TBI stroke thing. I get it. But normal guys get caught by surprise as well. They ignore all of the warning signs, you know, guarding the phone, accusing you of stuff they're doing, and the list goes on and on. I mean, I should probably do another video on that. I've done like two or three, you know, on that subject from different perspectives. So that, I think that is something I should probably serve up in the near future.
Fascinating story. You thought of adapting it for the stage?
She said the magic words, "I'm not happy," filed for divorce. The Bermuda Triangle of the vagina just opened up, and I have seen that thing suck in entire careers. Houses, cars, boats, planes, children, even your own family. It happens. I have seen guys get divorced and their entire family turns against them on top of everyone else. Another thing that's going to take place, especially in the beginning, I would say in the first 1 to 3 years after the divorce is finalized, you're going to have a really hard time adjusting to the fact that you only get to see your kids basically 96 hours a month. So it is crucial that you fight tooth and goddamn nail to get a minimum of 50-50 custody with your children. Now, I'm speaking from experience here. I initially got screwed over with the every other weekend thing, despite the fact that I filed for divorce first. I fought it. I had my ex-wife in court pretty much every 22 to 25 days for almost 2 years. And I was able to get 3 weekends a month, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I got to take them to school on Monday. So that's basically about 12 overnights a month, just shy of, you know, 50-50. And I didn't do it for the child support. I just wanted to spend more time with my kids. And then I got stationed in Utica, New York, and then 3 weekends a month was impossible. And I could only make it back to Michigan 2 times a month. And that's just the nature of the beast. And that's just not enough time. You know, 96 hours a month is not enough time to be around your kids to be able to effectively persuade them to do better in life. I mean, it just is what it is. The mother's going to turn them against you. The school system's going to brainwash them to hating all men, what have you. It happened to me. That's why you need to fight for 50-50. Even if you have to get a trial. Go to court and have a jury decide who gets custody, because that can be done. In family court, you're not going to get a fair shake. I'm just telling you right now. And I would advise you to, you know, buy the administrative violence course that we have. We've reduced it to almost nothing. It's not that expensive. And that'll teach you a lot of the unethical, dirty tricks to get the upper hand during this whole process.
I am Master Pop, and you are Master Debaters. In your own home. So sad.
So, you know, out of curiosity, you know, I got on Twitter and I asked some questions of Super Grok. All right, so I asked stats on women filing surprise divorces. You know, and it says here, you know, percentage of divorces initiated by women, 69%. You know, I've read some studies that take it up to 80, but still 70% is pretty egregious. And it gives you the sources right here on Grok for that particular stat. And then if you see here, college educated women, it goes up to 90%. And that's from the Stanford University study in 2015. Here's the gray divorce stats. You know, women filing roughly right around 60%. Average duration of first marriage ending in divorce, 8 years. The first review, 7/13/21/24, are the four review years for divorce. Meaning, if you didn't, you know, if you got divorced right around 7 years, you did not make the first review. That's it. You were basically, she married you to have some kids, and then she's just moving along and you're on the hook. You were nothing but a breeding stock. All right. Now, don't get mad at me. All right. I'm just telling you the deal as, you know, my opinion on this whole thing. This is what it is. All right. And then you got the emotional and practical burdens. All right. In the military, this is even worse, the surprise divorce thing. Because usually it happens when a soldier comes back from deployment. Comes back, finds his house completely empty, kids gone, she's gone, nobody knows where they are.
What kind of a sick bitch takes the ice cube trays out of the freezer?
And it just turns into a huge nut roll. And for the most part, a large percentage of these soldiers that have this treatment, I call it the tumbleweed treatment, usually do not reenlist. That's usually their last enlistment, and they will sit there and they will chase their kids until their kids reach the age of 18. All right, and it's tragic, but that's just the way it is. Independent factors, no-fault divorce, just skyrocketed the divorce rate. You know, only 10 to 20% of women regret filing versus higher for men. I have a feeling that number is going to go through the roof here shortly because... The marriage rates are in the toilet, so these women getting divorced are probably not going to get remarried. They are stuck in box wine and cat land. I myself am never going to, you know, date on a serious basis a divorced woman or have her live in my house, and I certainly am never getting married again. And that is going to have a magnifying ripple effect a couple decades down the road. Meaning, those women of today who got married at 29, when were married for 8 years, so they're getting divorced at like 36, 37, they've already hit that wall. And listen, they're not that attractive once they smash through that wall. It's just the way it is. And men aren't chasing women anymore. They know the drill. We're going to see a whole gaggle of women stuck right in the middle of box wine and cat land. Stop. So there's going to be a problem here. Now, in regards to the guy from the regiment getting divorced, I get it. You know, right now, what I'm talking about is probably not going to bring you any comfort, not in the short term. The only comfort you're going to be able to get in the short term is you have to fight like hell. You're going to have to fight fucking dirty. All right. And that's just the way it is. Because your goal is maximum time with those children. Plain and simple. I don't want you to do anything rash. Okay. That's not going to help you. It's not going to help those kids. All right. Don't. I mean, listen, all kinds of crazy things roll through your head while you're going through that. It is an emotional roller coaster with many, many loop-de-loops and big hills to fall off. It's going to get rough.
Just the way your mother likes it, Trevor.
All right. This one is, how do men survive divorce? Again, this is the AI version. I asked Grok. Okay. They start off with processing the grief. When you get divorced, your mind is going to treat that as a death, because it is. The death of the relationship. So that is how your mind is going to process that. You're probably stuck there right now, okay, I got it. And there's really not much you could do about that except ride the wave in. You're just going to have to get through it. For me to tell you to get over it is vastly irresponsible. And it's not good advice. You're just going to have to get through it. And we at the regiment will help you if you send us an email, let us know. Seek support. All right, sending me the email was a very good start, but you're probably going to have to talk to some of your close friends that you can sit down with and have a beer and talk this shit out. You need to make sure you thoroughly trust these friends, because I have seen so-called friends report back to the soon-to-be ex-wife what the husband said, and then that later pops up in court and fucks everybody. So you got to be careful of that. Okay, you got to rebuild your identity. Absolutely. Most men, once they get married and have kids, that becomes their identity and their purpose. I'm a married man. I work this job. I take care of my family. And that's the way it goes. And then all of a sudden you go from, I'm taking care of my family, providing for my family. Oh, they're gone. And now I have to, you know, fork out an insane amount of my pay to a household that I can't even go to and see my own kids. That's a real tough pill to swallow. It really is. But you're going to have to rebuild your identity. That's just the way it goes. It's easier the more time you have with your kids. If you have 50-50 with your kids, you could still fall back on, I take care of my children. That is a big one. All right. Practical steps, get legal clarity. Of course, you're gonna need attorneys. I hate those sons of bitches. And you are at a supreme disadvantage. But if you show up in divorce court with no attorney and she has one, you're done. You're done. The judges do not handle pro se litigants in divorce court very well. They don't. And I wish there were some statistics where I could look that up. This is all just anecdotal right here. But a majority of men who represent themselves in divorce court usually don't do well in the initial volleys. Once the divorce is finalized and you figure out how the whole thing works, you can file your own paperwork. It's not that hard. It's not that expensive to get done, but you can do it. All right. You got to protect your finances. Average marriage is $20,000 to $30,000, and same cost for the divorce, $20,000 to $30,000. So if you're a man and you're getting divorced, you are paying probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000 to get your heart ripped out through your asshole and turned into a financial slave.
Hold up, bro. I can fix her.
She's an electoral zombie.
I can fix her.
Come on.
Not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm just telling you the truth on the ground. You don't come here for pleasantries. You come here for me to tell you the brutal truth. That's why you need to treat her as an enemy. Straight up. This is serious as a heart attack and a follow-on stroke. Here's the co-parenting smart. A lot of this co-parenting mumbo-jumbo, the courts will push on you when you get 96 hours a month, which is every other weekend. You should co-parent during your parenting time. It used to be called visitation. But they changed that because of the negative connotations. But it still is visitation of your own kids.
Ain't that a bitch?
The only way you can effectively co-parent is if you have 50-50 custody. You need to fight tooth and nail for this. All right, you need to avoid isolation. It's very common for men to retreat. I mean, I do it myself even to this day. I am basically MGTOW monk. I don't date. I don't screw around with that shit. I'm here in my lair, my fortress of solitude, and I come up with a lot of these ideas and comedy skits and what have you, and I film them here. Reframed, you know, dating. My advice, you get divorced, and you wait a minimum after it's completed of 18 months before you even think about shopping for your next piece of tail. Because you are not emotionally in the game. You are not psychologically in the game. You're basically setting yourself up for more future disappointment and pain. You need to finish this craziness. let it settle, let the dust settle, and then start to rebuild. And of course, stay healthy. You're not doing yourself, your kids, or the world any help at all if you decide to crawl into a bottle and turn into an invalid, which can happen. You lay horizontal for a couple years drinking, a bunch of booze. If you ever decide to try to get up and rehabilitate yourself from that, monumentally difficult. So you need to stay healthy from the beginning. Long-term mindset, learn from the past. Of course, never get married again. Set new goals. That's important. Listen, men get destroyed all the time, and they rebuild and start over from nothing. And that happens because they set new goals. That's important. Hell, if you can find another purpose, that's even better. That's like a goal on steroids. And then here finally we come down to accept the new normal. Oh, accept the new... Listen, all right, until those kids turn 18, you don't accept any normal. Don't. Because those are foo-foo words women use to do a bunch of sneaky shit, period. You get that 50-50 custody, guess what? That's your time. Parent those children however you want during your time. Don't fall into the trap of, we need to parent together. Your response should be, if you wanted to parent together, we shouldn't have got divorced. Fuck off. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I don't care about that, number one. I'm just telling you the brutal truth. That you are now in a fight for your life. And worse yet, the lives of your children. Because if you are successful and you get a decent amount of time with your children, their outcomes when they become an adult are much better. If you get stuck with every other weekend, those outcomes are very poor. They're very close to what happens to children raised in a single mother home. So fight tooth and nail. Tooth and nail.
No mercy.
All right, man. I hope this helped you out. I feel your pain. I have literally crawled over this broken glass myself. I fell into the pit of despair. I climbed my ass out of it. I've been knocked into that pit in my lifetime a minimum of 6 times. I know how to get out of it. If you have any more questions in regards to this subject, send me an email to redonkulous12@gmail.com and I will do everything in my power to give you the proper advice to help you along. Okay? Take it easy.